Hi, I'm Crystal, and I just wanted to introduce a friend of mine to you. Her name is Elle. Elle Humes. Do any of you know her? Yes, she is a gem. Elle is going to be sharing our snapshot this morning, just a little picture into her life and what God has been doing over the last couple of good years, probably. Yeah. But Elle is a student here. This is her junior year. And she and I got to know each other starting about a year ago, kind of at little touch points. But just spent more time having conversations with her. And we actually got to spend the summer together at Colorado LT. Some alum there. One of the things that I just really appreciate and love about Elle is how she approaches life honestly, and just taking all of who she is and all of her thoughts, and she's a super analytical person, she'll tell you, but she has just done the work of putting all of that before the Lord and just saying, here's what I believe, here's what I don't believe, and I want you to speak into all of it and kind of handle it. So if you guys would welcome Elle, she's going to share, a little bit about her life.
Hi, everybody. So I'm going to be sharing part of my story today, like Crystal said. And it really starts with this verse in Galatians that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And the part of it that really gets me is when Paul asks, do you want to be slaves all over again? And I bring this up because I think it's really important and that everybody can relate to it in some way. There are so many things in this world that keep us imprisoned and separate from God. And the thing I want to talk about that has been really effective at doing that in my life is the feeling of shame. I think part of the reason shame had so much power over me is I didn't even know I was struggling with it. I used to spend a lot of time thinking that I had to be perfect. I felt guilty when I didn't measure up. I was never able to reconcile God loving me just as I am, but also calling me to live a holy life. This guilt that I felt slowly turned into me shaming myself, and before I knew it, I was completely miserable. I took my failures as a reflection of my identity and my worth, and after trying to follow God left me consumed with self-hatred, I left the church, convinced that even if God did exist, he obviously couldn't love me and wasn't worth following. So I wish with all my heart that I had not spent so much time trapped and believing a lie, and that's really what compelled me to get up here and speak this morning. I think shame is such a lonely and isolating problem because it hides behind this lie that if only they knew, they wouldn't love me. And it's just not true. I really want you guys to know that. I know this lie when I see it now because I have shared some of the ugliest parts of myself with people that I trust, and I have only been met with love and compassion. So even though I'm still walking through this problem, I really want to share what God's been showing me through it. Freedom from shame is about seeing yourself as your Savior sees you and believing the truth that you are God's treasure. Nothing you can do, nothing that has been done to you, no circumstance can make him turn away from you. God does not want you to struggle under the burden of shame one day longer. He wants to take your shame from you and have you live in the freedom he's already given you instead. So it's taken me years to get to this point, and I still have a long way to go. But there's something else I read that's really amazing that I want to share with you guys. David wrote in Psalm 34, that those who look to God are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Thank you.